I had a great friend in England. His name was T.S. Eliot, the poet. Well, there are people out here who might not know that he was a famous English poet. As a matter of fact, he was born in St. Louis and moved to England. He wrote me a letter, and he said, "I'd like a picture of you with a cigar on it." You know, one of these. So I sent him a picture of me, and he retained it. He says, "I want a picture of you smoking a cigar." So I sent him one smoking a cigar, and we got very well acquainted. And I had read up on T.S. Eliot, Mitre in the Cathedral, and a few things like that. And I thought I'd impress him. And all he wanted to talk about was the Marx Brothers. That's what happens when you come from St. Louis. Well, he was a wonderful man. He was a great friend of mine. But eventually, he died. They had a great memorial, and Mrs. Eliot had asked me to go on the stage and say a few words about her late husband. So I went in around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and the stage door was locked, and I went through the front of the theater, and I walked down the aisle. And it was Stygian darkness there, and I couldn't see anything. I don't see too well anyhow. Is there anybody out front? At any rate, I finally felt my way down to the front row. And I sat down. And I'm now sitting on, I can't think of his name. It'll come to me in a couple of hours. Did I sing, "Oh, How That Woman Could Cook"? No, it was true. I was sitting on Kent Tynan's lap. It was dark. So he says, "Take the next seat." So I took the next seat, and I'm now sitting on Laurence Olivier's lap. He says, "What are you doing here, Groucho?" I said, "Well, I thought, you know, I was invited by Mrs. Eliot to come over here. I thought I'd take a look at the theater." He says, "Why don't you get up on the stage and show us what you're going to do?" I said, "Well, I don't plan on doing anything here." "Well, not with all the actors you've got here. You had all the Shakespearean actors in England, and I was an old vaudeville ham." So he says, "Well, get up and say something. You've got to do something for Mrs. Eliot." So I went up on the stage, and this came to me while I was standing on the stage with Olivia down front and Kenneth Tynan. It's a tough audience for an old vaudeville actor. It was a story about a man who was condemned to be hanged. And the priest had said to him, "Have you any last words to say before we spring the trap?" And the man says, "Yes." He says, "I don't think this damn thing is safe."